Meanwhile, we're going to go to the phones. We've got James in Japan. Konnichiwa, James. O genki desu ka?
Genki desu. I'm thrilled to hear that you speak Japanese.
Just a little.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking my call today, Mr. Rivero. I'm doing some research for my podcast right now at CorbettReport.com, and I wanted to draw on your encyclopedic knowledge of news and current events to ask your opinion on a certain aspect of the situation that's developing. And that's that right now, of course, the general public is finally waking up to the gigantic bank heist that's taking place right now in the Treasury through the banker bailout bill. And as public reaction to this bill starts to increase, and as the public anger increases, I'm wondering if you see this as perhaps one indication that there might be a new false flag attack on the horizon. And if so, what indications have you seen that that type of false flag attack might be a biological agent release?
Well, let me answer the second part of that first. I think any false flag attack, in order to have a chance of working in a nation where we're already numbed by endless replays of jet planes crashing into buildings, I think a biological attack brings it to a new level of terror, because it's not just happening in a city far away. If you have anthrax dusting in five or six cities across America, then the media will say, you know, it could be happening to you right now. Even this moment as you're breathing, you could be breathing in the spores and not know it, to make the terror seem much more immediate and real. So I would say that, you know, if they're going to try another false flag attack, it's probably going to be a biological threat. It's probably going to be anthrax, because there's no secondary communicability with anthrax, so they don't have to run the risk of a runaway contagion that would actually cause more harm to the country than they're planning to do. But that being said, I'm less concerned that one is really going to happen. I'm sure it's being planned and wargamed out, and they're thinking about it and preparing for it. But I think when it gets right down to it, they're going to look around, and they're going to look at how few people buy the official story of 9/11. And they're going to sit there and say, you know, there's a real chance we could pull this off. And they're going to know immediately that it's not the dead guy Osama bin Laden, or it's not the Muslims and stuff. All it's going to take is one really embarrassing mistake. I mean, the last time when they actually arrested Mossad agents right on 9/11 itself, they were able to keep the wraps on that. Now, you've got a very skeptical and a very angry population. It's a much, much different environment in which to try and pull off a swindle like that. They might try and do it. I can't rule that out, but I think anybody who's objectively looking at the possibilities of success of such an operation has to be saying, you know, the odds are not good that we're going to be able to succeed in pulling this off. So I'm sure it's been war gamed out, and they've thought about it and maybe even made some plans for it. You know, I'm thinking that hopefully cooler heads will prevail, and they're not going to try something, because it would be really stupid, I think, at this point for them to try.
Well, I certainly hope that you're correct in that assessment, and I certainly would like to think that the 9/11 truth movement has gone a long way towards exposing that tool of false flag terror and hopefully breaking it. But in the event that that isn't, in fact, the case, and they are, in fact, perhaps planning some type of false flag event, what do you think about the list of dead microbiologists, and how do you think that plays into this story? Do you think that's a red herring, or is it an important issue?
I think it's an important issue for two reasons, and we're getting into the kind of hypothetical situation here, but one of two cases applies. Either these are people who were aware of the development of a synthetic disease organism to be used for this kind of a biological attack, or these are simply the people who might be most able to effectively and rapidly put together some kind of a cure or defense to something, and they had to be gotten out of the way. But we've seen, you know, the execution of microbiologists is kind of faded lately, and either we've run out of them or somebody changed their mind about what they were going to try. In any event, if they do use anthrax as their pathogen of choice, that's kind of a known quantity, and I'm not sure what the microbiologists would have really had to do with that. If, on the other hand, they're using some kind of artificial synthetic flu virus, they're going to call it the bird flu, but you remember about 10 years ago they were up in the Arctic digging up victims of the Spanish flu and trying to rebuild that virus, and everybody was saying, why are you doing that? Because everybody here who survived, we're immune to it. But they were up there digging it up and playing with it. you know, that might be somebody where they'd say, well, we can't have these microbiologists running around because they might blow the whistle on what this disease really is, and they might be able to come up with a cure and end the panic. You know, that's a worst-case scenario, and it's all theory, and I don't have any evidence to support it, but those are the two possibilities that suggest themselves.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that information, Mr. Rivero.
Well, you're welcome, and have yourself a good night, and good luck with your podcast. We'll be talking to you soon. Aloha.
Thank you.